Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
And GP2 and Zaire Williams are getting into it. A little pushy-shovey there between the two, and they have to be separated. Big scuffle there, but we'll talk about it on the other side of this timeout. Warriors trail by 20 here on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network. Put the headset on, and we welcome GP2 into the broadcast. Gary, thanks for joining us. This was a rough start, down 27-5. How'd you guys kind of keep the faith in this game? Obviously, it's a long game, but what changed for you guys after the start of this one?
Just the physicality. They try to be physical in the first. You know, we just got to hit them back. So that's what we did. And then, you know, from there, we set the tone. And, you know, we battled our way back possession by possession. And, you feel me? And, you know, come down the line. 30 made some big plays. Jimmy played amazing. Draymond does what he usually does. And, you know, they carried us to this win.
And you had 16 points and 9 rebounds. And you yourself, you're averaging around 12 points per game over your last 5. You provide so much more for this team other than scoring. But you're really starting to score it yourself. What have you seen from yourself offensively?
Most of the time, there's nobody around me. So my teammates find me, and, you know, we get easy buckets. Go get 30 wide open free set of screens to get him freed up. And, you know, usually I'll be in the pocket and make plays. So I just make plays, trust my teammates to make the right play.
What was it like playing in that mask tonight?
It took about 15 seconds to get used to.
Okay.
So it was cool, you know. I guess it's going to work for me until I get rid of it. So I'm not complaining about it.
You ever played in a mask before?
This is my first broken nose, first mask. So
okay.
It went well.
And finally, how important was it to get this win and finish off this road trip 4-1?
Oh, it was great. You know, keep going on this streak that we got going, this vibe that we got going. Continue it, take it back home. And we got one more big road trip coming up, so hopefully we can carry on to the end of the season.
Gary, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That's GP2 joining us following the 121-119 win over the Brooklyn Nets. We are here in Brooklyn. Final score from Barclays Center. Golden State 121, Brooklyn 119. Kevin Dana filling in for Tim Roy tonight. And it was a really rough start for the Warriors. They got down 27-5. And if you're listening to the post-game chat with GP2, he's talking about the physicality. And that's coming out really physical in this one to start. Jordy Fernandez has these guys playing hard. It is their sixth straight loss for the Nets. But wasn't looking like it early as they got out to that 27-5 lead. And they led 35-15 after one quarter of play. Then the Warriors, as the second quarter wore on, started to settle in. Steph hit that monstrous 35-foot three to send us to halftime and made it a 60-55 game going into the break. The Warriors took the lead momentarily in the third before the Nets had some get back of their own, but even though entering the fourth quarter down three, the Warriors dominated the fourth, built a 10-point lead after Steph hit his 7th three of the game to make it a 119-109 lead with 1 minute to go before the Nets ran off 8 straight, and then Steph was able to ice the game with 2 free throws there at the end. The 70th career 40-point game for Stephen Curry, and 24 of those coming in the second half. He is now at 24,985 career points and 3,989 career threes. What a game, what a road trip, what a career for one Stephen Curry. Going to be some good vibes on the plane ride tomorrow. So they're staying overnight here in New York, flying back to the Bay tomorrow. And they got the Pistons to start a 7-game homestand coming up on Saturday. So on this homestand, it's Detroit, Portland, Sacramento, New York, Denver, Milwaukee, and Toronto. They owe Toronto, blew a game there in Canada earlier this year. Detroit, they defeated already, blew out Portland earlier this year. And Sacramento, they owe them one more after losing the first two, blew them out the first game after the All-Star break. By the way, the Warriors are now 7-1 after the All-Star break to get to 7 games above 500. See if they can sweep the Knicks and get one against the Nets. And look, if you can go at least 5-2 in this homestand, that would put you at 40-30 with 12 games to go. 48-34 probably gets you the sixth seed. 47-35 certainly could. The way this schedule rounds out, I don't think 49 wins is out of the question for the Warriors. That would mean they have to go 14-5 the rest of the way, but with a seven-game homestand and this road trip that they have coming up, it's not exactly murderer's row. It's Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, San Antonio, Memphis, and the Lakers. That's not easy. But the first four games of that six-game road trip, there are wins to be had. So things are looking pretty good for the Warriors, who are now 10-1 when Jimmy Butler plays.